This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. Lake Pueblo State Park is expanding. KRCC's Andrea Chelfin has more.
Staff at the state park will take over the management of 800 acres along the North Shore. It's land the state already leases, and the shift reflects a growing emphasis on hiking and biking. The change means visitors will need a valid state parks pass to access the area rather than a hunting or fishing license. The management change happens next month. Access will eventually change to a new entrance inside the park. Andrea Chelfin, KRCC News.
Law enforcement and some business owners sharply criticized a proposed law that would make it easier for police officers to release people immediately after they are suspected in certain crimes. Connie Breton owns Art Mart on the Pearl Street Mall in Boulder.
They now steal right smack in front of us. They look us in the eye, they pick up the item, and walk out of the store. The situations are so frequent now that we know these perpetrators by name.
Brenton and police say that Colorado's crime rates are skyrocketing, and it shouldn't be harder to lock people up, particularly those who reoffend. Brenton says her employees, many of whom are young women, have been physically assaulted by people repeatedly breaking into the store. The Judiciary Committee will likely vote on the bill today. And we're rolling on with All Things Considered. Thank you for joining us. The Johnson & Johnson COVID-19 vaccine is starting to be administered, but there are concerns about bad publicity.
I think the public is latching on to some of the headline details about these vaccines and that very simple efficacy number, which, as we know, isn't the full story.
How the new vaccine is being received by the public coming up in half an hour on CPR News. And when the pandemic lockdown started last winter, it kept people in their homes and some in their kitchens. Baking through quarantine quickly became a fad, for better or worse.
I think my husband weighed himself and he said, oh my gosh, we've got to do something different.
Nearly a year after COVID-19 was first detected in Colorado, we check back in with some pandemic bakers. CPR's Western Slope reporter Stina Sieg has that story in less than 10 minutes. Stick around. This is CPR News.